Unit 6. Left-handedness.
What do Leonardo da Vinci, Paul McCartney, and Albert Einstein have in common? They were all left-handed, along with other famous people, including Pablo Picasso, Prince William, and Marilyn Monroe. In fact, an estimated 11% of Americans and Europeans are left-handed. Most people around the world are right-handed. This fact also seems to have held true throughout history. In 1977, scientists studied works of art made at various times in history, starting with cave drawings from 15,000 BC and ending with paintings from the 1950s. Most of the people shown in these works of art are right-handed, so scientists guessed that right-handedness has always been common. Many researchers claim to have found relationships between left-handedness and various physical and mental characteristics, such as blonde hair, blue eyes, vegetarianism, and sleep difficulties. Other studies have found a higher than normal level of left-handed people in certain occupations, including professional baseball and tennis players, architects, lawyers, as well as prisoners. However, some of these connections are very weak, and others haven't been proven. What makes a person become right-handed rather than left-handed? As yet, no one really knows for sure. One simple idea suggests that people normally get right-handedness from their parents. Studies have found that two right-handed parents have only a 9.5% chance of having a left-handed child, whereas two left-handed parents have a 26% chance of having a left-handed child. Another common theory is that left-handed people suffer mild brain damage during birth, which makes them left-handed. However, if this theory were true, it wouldn't explain why the percentage of left-handed people is so similar in every society, when birth conditions vary so much from society to society. Whatever the reasons behind it, people's attitudes toward left-handedness have changed a lot over the years. Statistics show that although 13% of young people, 10 to 20 years old, are left-handed, only 6% of the elderly are left-handed. Left-handed children used to be punished until they began using their right hand like other children, but today, people who are left-handed are no longer looked down on, nor are they considered abnormal. For most people today, either case is perfectly acceptable. There are even a number of shops now that specialize in selling products designed for left-handed people, such as left-handed scissors, can openers, guitars, and even a left-handed camera. In 1976, Left-Handers International, a group of left-handed people in Topeka, Kansas, in the United States, decided to start an annual event in order to clear up misunderstandings about left-handedness. They decided that August 13th is International Left-Handers Day, and to this day, groups of left-handed people around the world celebrate their own special day.